And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's Talk Hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Mexa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here right next to a very busy fisherman's landing this morning, and we have a great guest for you today. Bob Kurz from the IGFA is here. We're going to be talking some of the great programs that the IGFA does and some big fishing, too. So you stay tuned. This is Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
It's Ford Truck Month, San Diego. Get after it in the 2022 Ford F-150 and take on the weekend with an available tailgate work surface to get the party started and available Pro Power onboard to keep it going strong. It's Ford Truck Month at your San Diego County Ford dealers, and there's no better time to get exclusive offers on a Ford F-150. New inventory is arriving daily, and the lots are filling up, so head to your San Diego County Ford dealers today. Now during Ford Truck Month, get 1.9% Ford credit financing for 60 months on a 2022 Ford F-150, only at your San Diego County Ford dealers. Learn more at buyfordnow.com. Not all buyers will qualify for Ford credit financing. 1.9% APR financing for 60 months at $1,748 per month per $1,000 financed regardless of down payment. Not available on Raptor, Tremor, and Lightning. Residency restrictions apply. Take new retail delivery from an authorized Ford dealer stock by 1-3-2023. See dealer for qualifications and complete details.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catching fish habit, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use the special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego, and it's our largest sale ever. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, over 20 reps from tackle manufacturers like Shimano. Come check out the Shimano Talica, the pinnacle of lever drag two-speed reel. When throwing jigs, the Shimano Trinidad is your top choice. With extreme cranking power and Shimano's Super Free Spool for the best ever tackle bargains, check out Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Man, today's going to be a great show. I love things like this, talking something that's what we all know and love, but slightly different than we've got to talk about on Let's Talk Hookup. Yeah. I can't wait. Today's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, Bob Kurz, good morning.
Good morning, Pete. How are you this morning?
Great to have you. Of course, you're a local guy here in Southern California, a local resident, and you are kind of the local IGFA man in Southern California, right?
Well, one of several.
One of several.
We have a number of IGFA representatives here up and down the coast in Southern California. And then we have a couple of trustees, including myself, Mike Ferrier, and Chase Offield.
Ah, okay.
Bill Shedd as well.
And Bill Shedd, yeah, of course, yeah. Some of the key guys in the fishing world, yeah. And what are your duties as an IGFA trustee?
Well, basically, as a trustee, you're responsible for the oversight of the organization. It's just like a board of directors for a corporation.
I see.
In the private sector.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And so Are you, so if somebody catches a world record catch, do they call you and say, hey, I want to submit this, or how's that work?
No, typically, yeah, I'm not involved in that aspect of the filing of a world record. However, the record is filed at headquarters in Dania Beach, Florida. There's a individual who does the initial review. Then it's reviewed by the recognition committee, and ultimately, if it meets all the requirements, it's approved and published.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Yeah. And now, don't you have an IGFA record there, Ricky?
I mean, years ago, yeah, as a junior record, I don't think that's...
It's not standing?
I'm sure it has been since Eclipse. I don't know.
Record?
It was for calico bass, and I think it was like a 6 or 7 pounder. Yeah. You know, I was
junior record.
sub 15 or 16, and yeah, it was fun. I still have the record hanging up on the, you know, at mom's house. You know, like it's I loved it. I've always been as a kid loved thumbing through the record book catalog and seeing all the fish in line class and where they were caught, and I've just always been a big fan of the organization, and I just think it's really cool.
Yeah, well, we have a resident IGFA overseer, Bob Blum. Well, I'm sure you know Bob. Always keeps us straight when it comes to Bob. When it comes to IGFA rules, but
also a record holder, and
also
it should most certainly be given recognition for having the largest Cortez sea chub.
Yeah.
Out there, you know.
Yeah.
Bob Blum,
yeah,
the man.
Now, isn't that called a rudder fish?
Yes, yeah, rudder fish.
Yeah.
That is a fish that absolutely no one cares about. But
he's
the Cortez sea chub record holder.
Yeah.
My man,
Bob
Dr.
Blum.
Bob.
Yeah. Now, I don't have any world records.
That's right. Same.
Know,
yeah.
Bob, do you have any world records?
Yes, I have one.
Oh, hey. Two. Wow.
Actually, it was set here off San Diego. It's a big eye tuna, Pacific
no
big eye tuna.
Kidding.
Really? Cool. Yeah. Tell us about it.
83 pounds on 8-pound test.
Come on.
Holy
come
mackerel.
On.
8-pound test.
Yes, sir. And it was set in 1990, and the
wow
record still stands today.
I would say that's a tough
oh
record to
wow
beat.
So that's my sole claim to fame.
Hey, that's a
good
record
one, man.
That's a pretty
that's
good claim.
That's a heck of a record, man.
8 pounds. And let's talk about that, too. That's 8-pound IGFA breaking strength. You know, I mean, so many lines commonly by manufacturer over test on what they are. So I mean, think about in your mind how tough that is on 8-pound when you're fishing 8-pound for bay bass or freshwater fishing with your 8-pound, and then realize that that 8-pound you're usually probably breaks somewhere around 12 or 13 pounds.
Sure.
Bob's fish was on 8-pound that broke at 8 pounds.
Yeah.
So like in your mind, really, that's more like hooking a fish on 6 or whatever. Sure. Like that is an amazing accomplishment.
That is. Congratulations.
Well, thank you. You know, the one thing I've found is you never know when you're going to catch a world record. And we were not targeting big eye tuna, you know, for records. We were just out there to have fun. And so I always fish IGFA class line just because of that.
Oh, okay.
Because
you never know.
You never
yeah
know.
You're ready for it.
And what kind of line would that be?
That line was Andy.
Okay.
Andy Green. Of course, now they've introduced other, you know, colors of line, but that was on Andy Tournament Green.
Mm-hmm. So what would be the rules for IGFA? Because everybody's fishing Power Pro, Spectra type lines now. What would be the ruling? Are you out if you fish Spectra type lines?
No. As long as the first 16 and a half feet of line to come off the rod tip is the rated line that you're fishing
under. The IGFA
under
line.
Correct.
So you could fish 8-pound IGFA Andy Mono and have 100-pound Power Pro behind it.
Exactly.
Okay.
As long as that first right 16 and a half feet is the
16 and a half
line
feet.
And that's
wow
a relatively new, that's an amendment to what previous rules were?
Is it is.
Right? Not maybe not even new anymore, but a couple of years back that changed?
Yes, it was adopted, I think, about 3, maybe 4 years ago when the change was instituted. And so that's why many people today are using the Mono Top Shot in addition to their Spectra or Power Pro.
Yeah. Wow.
Which makes sense, too, because if you're fishing 8-pound on top of, you know, 50-pound braid, you're getting no advantage for having that 50-pound braid. Like you say, as long as it's an appropriate length section, like that's where your line is going to break, and your skill set needs to be at that 8-pound level, not at the 50-pound level on the backside.
Exactly.
That's really cool.
So I have a question, Ricky. So at Fisherman's Line Tackle, I saw you this week and last week getting ready. A lot of guys headed for the Bisbee, which is going to happen this week, or it starts this week, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, 25th.
And you are filling these big giant reels with straight mono. And, of course, being busy, you have to stay IGFA legal, right? Why would somebody want to fish straight mono on a giant reel like that?
That is lesser common now than it was a few years ago. I would still say the overwhelmingly more common way to fill it is with a backing of Spectra. There's just a couple of things in there. Those giant reels even themselves are a question. Like, they're not necessarily needed for the size fish that we commonly catch in the Bisbee's tournament until you have a pretty big one that potentially goes deep and then dies. And then trying to deal with that fish on lesser tackle becomes really difficult.
Gotcha.
But yeah, we were filling 130s and they were full of straight mono. One of the things that we're all used to fishing Spectra, we like Spectra when you're fishing a sardine because there's so little drag in the water. You know, the bait swims line better because when your bait's towing that line around, there's way less drag that's created. Well, those big reel, big marlin guys kind of want the opposite of that.
Yeah,
they want the drag.
Yeah.
And think about dumping 300 yards of 130-pound line in the water. Like, just the drag itself is a ton. So when that fish really gets going and maybe changes direction, the belly in that line helps hold the hooks into them, helps slow them down, and they have a reel that's so large, they're not using Spectra for diameter reasons. So that's why that particular boat went with straight mono.
Yeah.
With that said, still the more common way would be to fill that reel maybe halfway full of Spectra just for cost and changing line reasons. Mm-hmm. They hold so much. So if you're down in Cabo and you need to do a line change because that reel's bad, like, just stripping, you know, 1,000 yards of 130-pound line, it's a pain in the butt winding it back on. So.
Yeah.
And there does become a point where it's too much. You know, if the belly becomes too great, you know, even with 130-pound line, you know, that's a lot of drag. So if the belly becomes too much and too much line comes off the reel and that fish goes the other direction, you'll break your line just based on the belly and the drag that it creates.
Sure.
It's a tight game that those guys all play, and everything has a factor. You know?
Yeah.
There's never like a perfect scenario. Too much of a good thing can be a bad thing.
Well, when $15 million is up for grab, I guess they got to do
it. It's a real deal, buddy.
Real
let me tell
deal.
You. Yeah,
yeah.
There's a lot of measuring and, you
yeah.
know, making sure when putting somebody's tackle together that it's done right.
Yeah. So, Bob, have you ever participated in the Bisbee?
I fished it once back in 98.
Uh-huh.
And for me, I'm more interested in non-money tournaments.
Yeah.
And I just like to fish for the sport.
Yeah.
Sure.
Cool.
Now, on a money tournament like that where they do say that you have to be IGFA legal, is there an IGFA representative there checking people, or is that the committee?
That's the tournament committee's responsibility, yes.
Yeah. So let's talk about one thing. You know, everybody always thinks that IGFA, oh, it's all about world records. But you sent me this amazing book, which is their program report for 2022, that shows that IGFA is not just about world records. They do a lot of different things, and some of the programs are just amazing to me.
Well, absolutely, and as I like to say, IGFA, .. more than just world records.
Yeah.
Because it is so much more. But
sure.
Most people, when, as you said, they mention IGFA, they immediately think world records.
Yeah. One of the things that, and is this book available? Can you get one if you want one?
If someone wanted one, yes, they could request one from headquarters.
IGFA, mm-hmm. Yeah. And the website is IGFA.org?
That's correct.
Okay, yeah. So one of the things that really caught my eye is the catch certificate, because what a great thing for a kid or for an adult that wants to recognize a great catch. It doesn't have to be a world record. Tell us about this.
Well, exactly. Yeah, the reason we established this is because oftentimes individuals catch what to them is a very meaningful catch, and yet it may not be a world record. So this enables the individual to get this catch certificate. The images of the fish that you caught are all done by Guy Harvey.
Wow.
They're a beautiful certificate,
yeah.
Suitable for framing.
So if you catch a
I'm thinking bluefin tuna right now. There's
yeah.
so much giant fish on our
yeah.
coast right now, three buds that don't participate in giant big game fishing, went on a trip to Clemente, and they towed a Mad Mac around, and they caught a 200-pounder. I mean, that's a true fish of a lifetime. Like, maybe it's not the world record, but, like, you and your two buds that went out on your 25-foot skiff and caught a 200-pound tuna, like,
yeah.
that's a moment worth celebrating.
There's a lot of kids. Like, for example, Dave Dolan later on the show is going to talk about 12-year-old kid that caught 200-pounders bigger than he is on our Liberty two-day Liberty trip. It's actually on our website, letstalkhookup.com, on the photo of the week. But what a great thing for that kid.
Totally.
So that bluefin tuna image that is actually done by Guy Harvey would be on that certificate?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And, you know, like I said, that for that individual, that's probably a catch of a lifetime.
Totally.
For sure.
So why wouldn't you want to memorialize that with a catch certificate?
Yeah, and the catch certificates are how much?
I believe they're $25,
yeah.
And they can be ordered directly through IGFA.
But again, suitable for framing.
Oh, yeah.
I mean,
yeah.
Whether it be a calico bass, a yellowtail, or a bluefin tuna,
whatever.
It really doesn't matter.
Cortez sea chub.
Cortez sea. And you think Bob has one?
I
don't
know.
Well, he's got the real deal.
He's got the real deal.
He's got the real record. So. But they are really. They're suitable for framing, and they're something that somebody would really. So I would. Is that something that you could find at igfe.org?
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, you can.
Yeah. So that's the catch certificate that basically it says it recognizes outstanding personal angling achievements. And that's just one of the programs. The other program that caught my eye, and we wanted to talk about that, is the SoCal. IGFA SoCal Swordfish Open. That's coming up, right?
That's coming up next month, November 11th through the 13th.
Wow.
Last year, we launched the inaugural tournament. We had a total of 27 boats participate, and we're hoping to have at least that number this year and hopefully more. But
are they biting?
Some swordfish are, in fact, being caught now. I don't think many people have been targeting them because there have been so many bluefin tuna, mai-mai, and other species to target. And now that the marlin season is starting to wind down, we're beginning to see a shift in focus with more people targeting swordfish.
Yeah.
What a cool scenario that a couple, I mean, literally just a couple of years ago, you know, you count it on your hand, there was not thought. I mean, obviously, the fishing for swordfish has long history here, but to hold a successful tournament was so far from the radar. And then for you guys to host such a great event last year and have 27 boats, and I'm certain you're going to have a lot more than that this year, especially with the success of last year's event. It's such a cool phenomenon to see, and I was so proud that, you know, IGFA like recognized that and this fishery and put this tournament together. I think it's just so cool.
Yeah, and it's November 11th through 13th. And how does one get into it?
Well, you can go to wwigfa.org. It'll take you to CatchStat, where you can then, you know, register to fish the tournament.
Does it cost anything?
Of course.
There isn't something to win.
There's no free lunch, right?
There's no free lunch.
So
are there prizes?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
The prizes are really fantastic.
Yeah.
They're original pieces of art.
Wow.
Matter of fact, the angler that catches the largest swordfish in the tournament gets a mount of a swordfish of respectable size that they can hang on their wall.
Holy man.
Get out of here. How cool is that?
So.
That's cool. Well, it should be a great tournament. And that's, again, just one of the many tournaments, kids programs, whatever. We have a lot to talk about here, and as you can hear, I have a great show lined up for you today.
Yeah, no kidding. And I mean, you want to talk about a wealth of knowledge from having Bob in here, and yeah, there's just a lot of fun stuff to cover. There's a lot of great fishing going on right now. We saw fantastic increased bluefin fishing from our guys out fishing to the west this week, and I know when I was in the shop yesterday, Frank called in talking about excellent body of yellowfin tuna that those guys found in day and a half range on their way up in a different area than where our day and a half guys have been fishing.
Oh,
so
okay.
Just, it's been a very fun, fishy week, and we're looking forward to a fun, fishy show. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call at Let's Talk Hookup this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us here on Let's Talk Hookup. Or you can send us a text. The text has been a huge popular addition to the show. We've already had a bunch of fun texts come through this morning. If you want to do that, send your text message question in. That is only only available through the Let's Talk Hookup app. It's a free download. It's easy to get. You don't get any spam. You don't get any BS. You just get a good, easy way to listen to Let's Talk Hookup and the only way to text in your questions. Just fire up the app and you'll see the text the show bar. Hit that and fire off your questions to Bob. And man, we are giving away such a cool prize today. So we're going to have a winner from both columns. There will be a winner from a texter and there will be a winner from a phone call today. As always, the coin is going to determine who gets what. And check this out for prizes. One lucky caller or texter will win a lifetime IGFA membership. This is a $1,500 value. Another is going to win a full one-year membership worth $50. Again, at the end of the show, we're going to decide, Bob's going to flip a coin. That's going to decide who's got a yearly membership and who's got the yearly membership. Amazing prize.
That is fantastic.
Really proud to get to give away such a great thing.
And again, I want to remind you guys, too, is that we get a lot of texts, we get a lot of phone calls, but your chances of winning the prize are so much better on a phone call.
Oh, no question.
Like 100%, 100 times better.
Yeah,
because we can't go to all the texts that we get. And generally speaking, we get to most of the calls.
I would say on average, we get in the low multi-hundred number of texts, and a fraction of that on phone call. You know what I mean? So your odds are just so much greater, no doubt. Again, that phone number, 213-432-1090, or the text, Let's Talk Hookup app. Make sure when you text through that you include your contact info, because if you win that lifetime membership to IGFA, we want to get a hold of you. So make sure you include your contact info. When we come back, we got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. We got your phone calls, catch reports, and more. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
If you're into saltwater fishing, listen to this. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Hi, this is Doug Kern. We are pulling out all the stops on this one. Over 20 tackle manufacturers reps like Shimano and PowerPro. Check out all the Shimano and PowerPro product we have and talk to the Shimano and PowerPro guys about the best rod and reel for your trip. Backed by popular demand, the Shimano Tranks Casting Contest. Cast a Shimano Tranks 500 and a Shimano Terramar 90H rod and show your surface iron casting skill. You'll see the perfect rod to handle tough fish is Terramar from Shimano. The secret? TC4 blank construction. Match your Shimano Terramar rod with a Shimano Tranks 500 reel. The X-Ship and HEG technologies combine to provide massive cranking power with a smooth and effortless retrieve. It's our biggest sale of the year, Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing. Unbelievable pricing on tackle, clothing, accessories, and more. Saturday, November 5th.
Lobster season is here. It's time to gear up with the best in the business. Promar, based in SoCal. Promar knows lobster and makes everything you need to catch these tasty critters. The Promar guys are hardcore lobster fishermen and have designed the most successful hoop nets and accessories on the market, including the new Ambush XLHD, 23-pound, 36-inch rigid hoop net, the largest allowed by law. Visit Promar on Facebook or on the web at promarahi.com. There are plenty of boat slips and marinas in San Diego, but there's only one Kona Kai. It's not just a place to park your boat. It's a way of life here in America's finest city. The Kona Kai Resort Spa and Marina has multiple swimming pools and a private beach, waterfront restaurants, and award-winning spa, most of which is included for marina tenants. Check resortkonakai.com for more information. The Kona Kai Resort, much more than just a place to park your boat. As the inventor and world leader in fluorocarbon, Seaguar has you covered with 4-liter choices to help you catch more fish. Gold Label is Seaguar's thinnest and strongest leader. Fluoro Premier has a thin diameter with high break strength and softness. Blue Label is tough as nails with incredible abrasion resistance and impact strength. And Pink Label is the choice for tough light conditions. From 2 pounds to 400 pounds, pick up a spool of Seaguar at your favorite tackle dealer or visit Seaguar.com.
Hey anglers, AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Phones are getting packed up. Just one line open if you still want it. 213-432-1090. And we got some great great texts already rolling through on that Let's Talk Hookup app.
Great texts. Keep the text rolling. Keep the calls coming. And Dave Dolan is on the line. Good morning, Dave.
Hi, Dave.
Hey, good morning, everybody. Yeah, just did that two-day trip aboard the Liberty this past week, and I'm going to tell you, this was a really good trip for quality-sized tuna. I got to be honest, it was the numbers weren't real good, and it was tough fishing, but almost everything that was caught was a real trophy. You know, there was a handful of school-sized tuna caught, but for the most part, all the fish were between about 80 to 130 pounds.
Oh, man.
Yeah, a lot of guys caught their personal best on this, and all three methods were working, fly lining bait, the sinker rigs, and then nighttime night jigs. So, you know, they all seem to be working there. And one angler I got to recognize, you mentioned it a little earlier, Pete, this is a 12-year-old boy on the trip, Eric Michaels. He was lucky enough to come out there with his grandpa. He caught two fish of these over 100-pound fish. And I want to tell you, he did it all by himself, too. I mean, this boy showed some of us older guys how it's done.
No help whatsoever. And you have to take a look at that photo, because it is such a great photo you took, Dave, of Eric. It's on our website, letstalkhookup.com. Scroll to the bottom of the page, and you'll see the picture of Eric with his two giant tuna. They're bigger than he is, right, Dave?
Oh, yeah, by quite a bit. Yeah, well, boy, that boy sure knew how to do it. You know, I got to stress, he did it without any help. So,
how about 12 years old and two over 100?
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Pretty cool, huh?
So cool.
But,
nice going, Eric.
He definitely has to get one of those IGFA certificates.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
That's a record. I wonder if they'll put two bluefin on there for him.
That's awesome.
We'd probably have to do two certificates.
Yeah, for sure. So, Dave, what did you think of the Liberty? How did the crew do?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, besides the quality size fish we caught, I got to say something about that Liberty boat. You know, I've done this trip in the past, and they've just got a standard I've come to expect on that boat. What really impresses me is, you know, the galley is always clean, the heads are always clean, there's always good bait in the live well there. You know, just a really hard-working crew. And I really want to recognize Sarah in the galley there. That lady is a one-person crew. All by herself in there, she puts out these great quality meals for 24 hungry anglers plus the crew. I mean, she really gets the job done. So just a real quality boat, quality trip, and a lot of trophy fish on that one, too.
Wow. Well, that's great. Well, thanks for being a great representative. We had some great giveaways from AFCO, Shimano, Seaguar, put a bunch of stuff in there. Really some great giveaways that you were able to share with our listeners and passengers on the boat. That was a lot of fun, right?
Sure was. Yeah, everybody made out really good on the raffle.
Yeah, oh, and how could I forget Gamakatsu gave packages of hooks to everybody and buffs for everybody. Gamakatsu was a big sponsor of that trip, so we want to thank Ted over at Gamakatsu for providing for everybody on the trip the best hooks available, and that's Gamakatsu. Hey, Dave, thanks for doing a great job aboard our two-day on the Liberty. I'm sure we'll be doing it again next year, so watch the website, letstalkhookup.com, on the trips page. We'll let you know when those trips are back up, and thanks for doing a great job on that.
Okay, real good. We'll look forward to the next time. Thanks.
Right. See you, Dave.
Thanks, Dave. Hey, also, while you're on our website, letstalkhookup.com, if you scroll down, of course, you can click the website right from your computer or right through our Let's Talk Hookup app, too. There's also, I just posted a story from our Palmas de Cortez Fall Spectacular trip on there with a lot of great pictures of the event, and are honoring our good buddy Rich Top on there and his, the whole Top family, and then Team No Bananas with their big sweep of that great tournament. So
I jumped on looking for Eric's photo, and that caught my eye. And while we were talking about it, I was scrolling through. There's some great photos, and that is particularly that shot of No Bananas coming off the dock with all their fish gathered up, all those big Dorados and tuna. Like, no wonder this guy won the tournament.
Yeah.
Man, good Lord.
Yeah, oh, yeah. And it was Carlos and his wife and sister. So
yeah.
It was like two ladies and a guy beat all the guys.
That was so cool. Yeah.
So
great photos.
Yeah,
and a cool read, too.
Yeah, so check it out. That's a story about our Palmas trip and all the great people that were down there. And if you want to join us next year, I do need to post those dates for next year, but they're October 5th through the 9th. Of of 2023, you make your reservations and get on down there.
That's it, man.
For sure. Well, hey, phones are packing up and the texts are piling in. They want to talk to Bob, so let's jump into
it.
You
got it, buddy. Let's start with Brady. He's called us from Costa Mesa this morning. What's up, Brady? Thanks for getting us started here on Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, guys. How's it going? Great show.
Great. Good morning.
Hey, like you, Rick, I always loved going through the IGFA catalog and just checking out records, what was available, what wasn't. You know, I got a 16-year-old daughter. She's a competitive dancer now and cheerleader, songer. But she fished since she could walk. I mean, cut her teeth on the Cabrillo Mole, Giant Opali, so you name it. 7 straight years of winning the Avalon Pleasure Pure Kids Tournament. But specifically for IGF, there are so many open categories, especially for women. You know, like if you want to go light line, now I've switched so much over to braid that I'm an inshore guy, so like I'm not going to have 16 and a half foot of fluoro. But if you, I do for spinning, and I got tons of spinning just for dad. But if you do go straight mono, I mean, there's so many open categories. I was hoping if you want to expand on that and just say how many mono categories there are for women specifically, like there's a lot of open spots, you know?
Yeah, there are. That's exactly right. I don't know that I can give you an exact number, but typically
going through the book, though, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, I was going to suggest that, if you're in a particular geographical area, the best thing is to look for those species that, are available in that area, and then begin to target, that species that you think you have the best chance of perhaps breaking the world record. One of the things that I always tell individuals when we talk about, line class is I always fish IGFA rated line. And the reason I do that is because you never know when that opportunity is going to present itself. So the most important thing is, regardless of which species you're targeting, is to make sure that you have line that is going to break at the rated breaking strength. The line that's on the label of a lot of lines is not necessarily the breaking strength. So that's why I fish Momoi, IGFA line, or Andy IGFA line.
It has to be specific IGFA line, and that will be pretty much guaranteed to break at the breaking strength that it's rated.
Yeah. So I never worry about that part of it.
Yeah. So let me ask you this. A lot of us fish Power Pro with a fluorocarbon top shot. Does fluorocarbon qualify if it's 15 and a half feet long?
If it's 16 and a half feet long and breaks.
And breaks at the strength.
Right. Fine. That's the key.
So it's not the makeup, it's not the material, it's the breaking strength.
It's the breaking strength. And if anyone ever has any question as to whether or not their line will test,
right,
they can send a sample into IGFA and they can test it for them.
Oh, really?
That,
okay.
That way you'll know before you ever go out whether or not your line is going to test
whether
out.
Whether you're good. Yeah, all right. Hey, thanks a lot for the call this morning. Appreciate that very much. All right, let's head down to the Baja. The cast man, Richard Castaneda, is standing by.
He sure is. Hey, I want to remind you, it's not just hooks that make anglers wild about Gamakatsu. The finest split rings and solid rings are also made by Gamakatsu. If you're looking for quality swivels, Gamakatsu makes the best. And when it comes to assist hooks, Gamakatsu's got you covered there, too, with a wide assortment of sizes and types. For your local dealer, check Gamakatsu.com. Stacked up. It's been a very busy year from everybody. Gamakatsu is loaded with that right now. We just got a nice big shipment, as I know several other local tackle dealers as well. Assist hooks. That Superline split ring is awesome. My favorite split ring for re-rigging knife jigs. Yeah, Gamakatsu is the bomb when it comes to that. Yeah. No doubt about it.
Good stuff.
Hey, let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Hey, Rick, sir. How's it going?
Life is good, buddy. Cast is anxious to hear about some good fishing in the Baja.
Well, I spoke with our good friend and charter master, Danny Talamantes from Loreto, and he said the Dorado are still hanging in there. It's amazing. Here we are in October, going into November, and they still have the Dorado there. Not in the numbers they had earlier, but they're getting a little bit better quality fish there. He says some, you know, nice 20 to 30, 35-pound Dorado along with some smaller ones. But he also said the Dorado fishing, the yellowtail fishing has been good. Pretty close to the, you know, to the harbor there, San Bruno, Puerto Almeja is one of the other ones, and some nice yellowtail, 20, 25-pound fish and early in the season. So those, you know, looks a pretty good winter fishery. Of course, going into the Sea of Cortez during the wintertime, as we get into late November, December, those north winds start to blow, and that can hamper your fishing days there. So sometimes you may have to sit in the port. Like I said, there's just some really good fishing going on there. Now, things are really opening up down at San Jose del Cabo there, up in those banks there, the Iman, the San Luis, Vino Rama area. Got a report there from Baja Bob there at La Playita. And he said that they've got Bisbee's got some kind of a tournament going on. Not the big black and blue, but they've got a, you know, I think it's Dorado and Wahoo tuna tournament going on there this week. And he says two of the tuna, the ones that are leaning right now, I think it was 160 and another 120, were caught up in that Sea of Cortez side there. One was caught on a kite, and the other one was caught on a cut squid. So those banks up there are holding some big tuna. And of course, the Wahoo have been, according to Eric Rickson there, Gordo Bonk's Pangas, the Wahoo there have been showing up, not in big numbers, but they are there. You know, we've got our annual Wahoo Rumble going on there in November, with fish November 1, 2, and 3. And, excuse me, I look for some really good fishing for the tournament there with some nice quality tuna and Wahoo. And, of course, the Dorado bite is still good there with some nice, really nice bulls being caught there. Things are really starting to shape up for that fall fishing there in San Jose del Cabo and, of course, Cabo San Lucas. But
fantastic.
That's the report for this. Yeah, go ahead, Pete.
I said, that sounds fantastic. So if somebody wants to come. Hey, by the way, do we have any, speaking of Loretto, do we have any openings on our Yellowtail Rumble in April of 2023?
Yeah, April 16 to 20. I believe last time I checked, I've got two or three boats left on that particular trip.
Surprising.
And we will fill those three boats up between now and April 16th. So anybody
wants
to join? Yeah, anybody that wants to join, keep an eye on that fabulous Loretto Yellowtail Tournament that we put on down there. Give me a call at 800-593-6510 or on the web at www.casttours.com. And you boys have a good weekend.
As always, Castman, appreciate a great report. Always complete. Look forward to talking to you next week.
All right, Ricky. Take care, man.
Thanks, Cass. Hey, I want to remind you that great report. Focus your offshore fishings in the best areas by using Terrafin charts. Terrafin has temperature, chlorophyll, and more. Terrafin is the professional's choice for dependability and for accuracy. And now with Terrafin Mobile, you can download the latest charts to your iPad, your iPhone, or your Android device. Check Terrafin.com for more information. Pete, I just wanted to say you were talking about using fluorocarbon instead of mono and the size-wise. A line that you could use with pretty high confidence, like Bob said the best thing, if you're cautious and concerned about it, send your line in and get it tested. But Seaguar Premier Fluorocarbon used to always come rated, used to always have a label on it that said IGFA rated line. The label is not on the new packaging, probably like a cover your butt kind of thing, just in case it was, because it's very close, and obviously if it tests over even a little bit, they probably don't advertise it as such. But I believe, you know, all the Seaguar Premier always came with that IGFA rated, and I know that it's extremely close and probably fine. I think they just took it off to be on the safe side.
Sure.
But if you're, like our previous caller, like you were talking about, you like fishing fluorocarbon, even if you're a bay bass guy, It's three double arm pulls, and that's it. And you have a legal amount of it.
16 and a half feet.
Yes.
16 and a half feet.
That's the deal.
Double arm length three times, tie it on with an RP knot, and tie your line to it. And if you happen to catch a fish with that's of record size, you're now fishing IGFA legal line size, the whole nine. Again, if you're really serious about chasing records, you should probably take a piece and send it up and get it tested to make sure. But you could buy Seaguar Premier off the shelf at virtually any tackle store and know that you've got a more than likely likely an IGFA rated line label.
For sure. Got a great text from the unofficial mayor of Dana Point, Alex, the sports barber himself.
Unofficial,
there.
It's certainly the official.
Yeah. He was never elected, but he should be the mayor, right?
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, Bob knows what I'm talking about. He says, I'm in the Dana Angling Club, and I've got a 50-pound release certificate button this summer and got a 30-pound one for getting that button from Bob. Bob is an avid member of the Dana Angling Club, and he's listening to us on the Let's Talk Hookup app, as he always does. Thanks, Alex. And he's got a beautiful certificate probably hanging up in the sports barber office, right?
That could very well.
Yeah, for sure. So thanks, Alex. Appreciate that very much.
All right. Well, hey, let's jump back into the phones. Again, they're packed up. If you want to get your shot to get through, it's 213-432-1090. We're going to talk to Robert. He's calling us from Canyon Country this morning. Hey, Robert, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Great show, guys. I was just wondering, what does a lifetime membership include?
Good question.
Yeah.
Well, a lifetime membership is basically just that. You never have to pay dues again, no matter what the dues are in your during your entire lifetime. It gives you access to all that IGFA offers on its website, and you belong to one of the world's best-known organizations advocating on behalf of recreational fishing.
Do you need to be a member of the IGFA to submit a record?
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So if you're not a member at the time you submit your application, you need to
you will need to join.
Join at
which
time.
Is $50 annually.
Correct.
Or $1,500 for lifetime.
Correct.
So that's one of the benefits, and the other benefit is supporting all these great programs that they do, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Whether, you know, we're so involved in marine conservation, research, and basically we do a lot of behind-the-scenes advocacy work. Many of us here in Southern California, of course, are familiar with Coastal Conservation Association of California. Well, IGFA works very closely with them on many of the issues affecting the Southern California anglers. Recently, drift gill nets has been, in the news. We're very close to finally getting drift gill nets phased out.
Yes.
And hopefully within, maybe before the end of this year, that'll be finalized.
Unbelievable.
That's great.
That would be so phenomenal to do that, for sure. Let's go ahead and
I got a great text here that I wanted to read for Bob, kind of a question. This is from John in Mira Mesa, and he wants to know, what's the maximum allowable test for line and what's the maximum test for leader to qualify for an IGFA record? He goes, I was thinking it was 130, but I was looking for Bob's clarification.
Okay. He's correct. The maximum line class is 130 pounds. The leader, there is no restriction, so you could use 500-pound leader, and it wouldn't matter. It's the line class that determines whether or not it will qualify for a world record.
And how long is the leader?
Well, it's going to depend on what line class you're fishing. If you're fishing line 16 pounds or under, or excuse me, 20 pounds or under, it's a maximum of 15 feet for your leader. If you're fishing line class 30 pounds or higher, it's a maximum of 30 feet.
Oh, okay. All right.
And then you can have like a section of double line behind that, right? Like,
you can.
I think it's like a total of 40 feet, but no more than one, either the leader or the double line can exceed 30.
Well, no, it's the leader. Well, yes, I guess you could do it that way, Rick. Most people are going to want the longer leader.
Sure.
You're fishing the heavier line.
If you were going maximum allowable, you could have your main fishing line and then 10 feet of double line and then 30 feet of leader line.
As long as it doesn't exceed 40 feet.
That'd be like the max allowable.
Correct.
All right. Good info.
Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. More of your phone calls, more questions, more catch report, and a whole lot more of Bob. You stay tuned. It's Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. Hi, this is Doug Kern. Our hardworking crew will make sure your fishing experience is one to remember. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and, of course, our world-renowned long-range long-range fleet is second to none. Fisherman's Landing is a full-service operation offering great half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day open party trips on the spacious and comfortable Liberty. Since we introduced the full-day trips at Fisherman's Landing, the 85-foot Liberty has become a favorite among full-day operations with bunks for your comfort, huge bait capacity, and RSW fish holds to keep your catch fresh. Plus, Liberty has a big modern galley and two interior heads with showers. All our open party trips from half-day, full, or 1 to 3 day trips can easily be booked online at fishermanslanding.com or give us a call at 619-221-8500. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Hey, it's time to talk about great gear from Shimano. You know, I'm leaving on the Shogun right after the show.
Yeah, you are.
Literally, my stuff is going to be in the box and ready to go. And I got to tell you, I'm loaded with Talica.
Yeah, what stuff are you bringing?
Yeah, I'm bringing a Talica 25, a Talica 20, a Talica 16, a Talica 12. And I have a 10 in there. Too.
How could you not have
a
10?
Yeah.
Flyline yellowfin.
Yeah.
Dorados and yellows on kelps. I mean, yeah, you got to have a 10.
And that's the advantage of Talicas. No matter what your target, there's a Talica reel made just for that target.
No doubt about it.
And the advantage of it is smooth casting, incredible drag system, and power.
Torque, yeah. Power is so much, especially on a trip like you're going on where, you know, Dave Dolan said the same thing. When you're fishing for those bluefins, you might hook a 40-pounder or a 140-pounder, and if you hook the right fish at the wrong time, but you have Talica in your hand, you know you're going to have the power to get the job done.
Yeah, that's right. Check it out. Talica at your local Shimano dealer.
Hey, this is Rosie with Cedros Sport Fishing. We have always been the leader in fishing trips to Cedros Island. We have set the bar even higher with our second lodge opening for the 2022 season. Side-by-side lodges sitting on the cliff's edge with relaxing ocean views. With direct flights departing to the CBX in San Diego, we are committed to providing first-class service to our guests and an unforgettable fishing experience. Come check out the yellowtail and calico bass capital in the world. Nobody does it better than Cedros Sport Fishing. Call me at 619-772-7570 or check us out at cedrosportfishing.com.
Get ready for the largest event in our history. Saturday, November 5th, it's Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. And we will have great promotions from Daiwa on Lexus, Saltus, Saltiga, and the new Tanacom 1200 reels. A fantastic offer on Proteus rods and SK jig. Over 20 manufacturers reps, including Daiwa. Plenty of seminars by saltwater experts, huge raffle, and most of all, incredible deals on tackle. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
This is Captain Tim Ekstrom from the long-range vessel Royal Star. With my partners Randy Toussaint and Brian Sims, we have set the bar for the long-range fishing experience. Spring 8-day, summer 5-day, or fly-down, fly-back 11-day winter, we deliver the highest quality long-range voyage you will find. From our premium RSW fish storage to our top-of-the-line chefs and crew, Royal Star distinguishes itself from all others. Want to grab a spot on the Royal Star? Check us out at RoyalStarSportFishing.com or call Tracy at 619-224-4764.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hook Up. Having a great time here this morning, man. So much cool stuff to cover. And you said it best at the beginning of the show, IGFA is a whole lot more than just records in the book.
Yeah, for sure. Now, speaking of great shows, tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m., you and Corey Sandin will be here with Captain Tim Ekstrom. We just heard Captain Tim Ekstrom. He literally just stepped off the Royal Star. They just came in this morning. We were watching him unload a great catch from, I believe, a 10-day trip that they were down there on. And he'll be in here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9, to tell you all about it and how good the fishing is.
Nothing like fresh info, man.
Yeah, man. Tim Ekstrom from the Royal Star here tomorrow morning, 7 to 9 a.m. with Rick and Corey. And who knows, maybe I'll even be able to call in a report. I don't know. We're going to leave at 10 o'clock and we may be fishing this afternoon.
I don't know. You don't know where you're going to go, but there's so many options. Like, none of us would be surprised if you guys went straight out to the west and were on the bluefin grounds this afternoon, this evening. Tonight, you might be, I mean, literally tonight, you might be pulling on a 200-pound bluefin, wake up in the morning and give us a phone call, tell us about it.
We'll see what happens. Yeah. Hey, text here from Norman and San Diego. Bob, what does it take to change an IGFA rule? I'm sure the West Coast Railroad guys would like their catches recognized with this method. Functionally using a rail contacting the boat is like fighting a fighting chair, and to stand up and fight is arguably much more difficult. I 100% agree with Norman.
Yes,
what's the story?
Well, Norman, this is certainly not a new subject.
I'm with you, Norm.
It's been addressed many times.
Yeah.
But that doesn't mean that one should give up. I think one needs to articulate, basically describe why, you know, you or anyone who does that type of fishing feels that this should be an acceptable, you know, means of catching a large fish. And it needs to be submitted to IGFA. The rules committee would look at it and ultimately make a determination as to whether or not something like that could be done.
Has somebody officially put that into the IGFA?
My understanding is that it has been, you know, submitted previously.
Yeah.
It was prior to my time on the board.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, one of the things that I've thought about, and I probably will get criticized by my superiors for saying this, but, you know, perhaps for the long-range trips that originate here in San Diego, there could be a separate category. We're talking primarily, I think, yellowfin tuna. And it could be established as a separate category. I don't know. I'm probably talking out of turn, but that's probably one way that it might be able to be recognized.
I think that, you know, the Spectra thing shows that, you know, the boarded. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I mean, because I think that was a bigger one that probably eliminated more catches. You know, if you really would like to have the record on a long range trip, you know, you could still easily outfit yourself with a belt and harness and accomplish the same thing. The bigger one was that backing that, well, that is how all of the gear is kind of set from the beginning. And that, you know, previous to the rule change is what got you. You know, on big fish tackle, we would all use 130-pound Spectra as a backing, commonly on line of 100 and even 80-pound test, but you'd have 130 in the backing. That 130-pound Spectra would no doubt test over 130 pounds, thus disqualifying any fish caught that way from record contention. With the change, now the gear is acceptable, and let's face it, it's a lot easier to keep your rod off the rail than completely change how your tackle is done.
Yeah.
I want to say for the record, I'm with you, Pete. I think that it should, you know, the fact that one fish could go from the gunwale to a fighting chair and fish into a chair strapped into the guy, I don't think there's any advantage from that over the rail. I think the opposite. I think it's tougher from the rail than a boat moving back mm-hmm. to the fish. But I do understand it completely, and I think that the fact that they were willing to amend the gear change shows that, you know, that it's worth you submitting that because they do make changes.
Yeah. Yeah. So let me ask you this, Bob, because we're talking about fighting a fish from a chair, and it's typically that rod is in the gunwale and
in the
rod holder.
In a gimbal, yes.
And then it gets put into the chair. The angler has to do all that process, right? Nobody
correct.
Else can hand him the rod and sit in that chair, right?
That's absolutely correct.
Yeah.
The angler has to take the rod out of the rod holder, basically get to the chair, get the harness clipped on to the, you know, the outfit.
Nobody can help you do any of that process.
Nobody can help you do any
yeah.
of that process.
Yeah.
And I think one of the reasons that they have not yet come around to the rail rodding is the fact that with the fight, even though a fighting chair, granted, does make it easier. There's no question about that.
Right.
But the angler is bearing the full strain of the fish during the fight, where when you're rail rodding, the rail is bearing much of that pressure and leverage.
Which is a valid point.
Right?
Yeah, for sure. Yeah.
And you got to have respect to the people that got the records previous to it.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean? Like, that guy has held that, whatever, call it yellowfin tuna. You know, he has held that tuna record that whole time, and he didn't get to put his rod on the rail. So is it fair that the guy that caught that record be beat because now it was changed later? You know what I mean?
Yeah. There's a lot of factors.
That guy earned that record.
Yeah.
You know, how do you take it away from him when he did it, you know, quote-unquote, the more difficult way than the next guy
sure.
did?
So perhaps like what Bob says, is maybe they have a rail rod section, like the largest fish caught on using the rail as an assist.
Yeah, I always like to say hope springs eternal.
There you go,
for sure. Hey, speaking of eternal, we have a line open, 213-432-1090. You know, I want to mention before I forget that the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio will be broadcasting the Padre-Philly game this afternoon.
I'll be there.
You can hear it anywhere in Southern California, unlike the actual station that has the Padres here, on here on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio. And The cool thing about that is, Rick, is if we can't get it on the Shogun, we'll be able to listen to the Padre game on the Mightier 1090, out on the Tanner Bank, or down the Baja Coast, wherever we are.
The signal of 1090 on the water is ridiculous.
It's crazy.
I mean, just the fact that there's nothing blocking it, and with how strong that signal is, we always crack up, like, you can be out of range of everything and fire up 1090 AM, and it is crystal clear. It's wild how well it shoots out to the west and down the coast.
Yeah, for sure. Well, let's just hope the Padres come to play.
They will, baby. Yeah. They are. No
All
doubt.
Right. Hey, Dwayne from the San Diego Anglers sent us a reminder here that they have November 9th, the San Diego Anglers Club will meet, have their annual swap meet, which is really cool, at Portuguese Hall, which is kind of an icon here in Point Loma, and it's right there on Shelter Island Drive and Avenida de Portugal. Vendors are $10 a table for San Diego Anglers members, $20 if you're not a member. And vendor setup is 3 to 5 p.m., and the event is actually from 5 p.m. to 8:30. So to reserve your table, get more information, contact Larry at 619-788-6726 or livinglars@gmail.com, and probably can get all that information at the San Diego Anglers website.
And you can buy some of the stuff from the boys in the tackle shop, because I know there's like three or four of the guys that are all fired up that are going to have their own booth sell off some of their gear. You know, I mean, just stuff that you acquire and have extras and have backups and realize, like, well, I have a Talica now. I don't really need a backup, so I'm going to sell the whatever this off. So it's going to be well attended this year for sure.
So San Diego Anglers, they do a great job, and I guarantee you there's going to be a lot of good tackle there.
Everything that those guys touch seems to just work smooth and right and perfect. That's a really good team over there. Hey, when we come back, we got more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Another full hour, including a catch report. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Mightier 1090 ESPN Radio.
Rock Todd Rick here to tell you about Parker Boats and the guys at West Coast Marine. By now, you all know my boat partner and I bought a new 25 Parker Center console from Truett West Coast Marine in Costa Mesa. We've known for a long time that a Parker was the boat for us. It's a stout workhorse of a boat built to last and get you home when the seas get rough. Parker Boats at the launch ramp, the offshore tuna grounds. You wake up in the morning on an overnight trip and there they are. Parker Boats of all sizes, fishing in the same areas as the sporties. There's a good reason for it: fishability and seaworthiness. West Coast Marine has several new Parkers in stock and ready for delivery, and they have more on the way. Don't get caught without a reliable boat when fishing is this good. Take it from me, if you're ready for a new Parker at a fair, upfront, and honest deal, you need to see West Coast Marine. Check out the inventory and information at westcoastmarine.com.
Saturday, November 5th is Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. Come see seminars by saltwater experts, great deals on tackle from Shimano, like Terramar rods with TC4 blank construction. Tackle Day at Fisherman's Landing, Saturday, November 5th.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho Leonero is very family-oriented. People have brought their children down, and now they're bringing their children. It's not unusual to have three generations of family at the hotel. Grandpa, dad, and normally sons, sometimes daughters. The families come back year after year, and it's a safe place for the kids. It's small, it's intimate, right on the water, 2 miles of beachfront. The water's very shallow in front. There's no currents to speak of, no waves. We have child care, $10 a day for a babysitter. Security is high at Rancho Leonero. It's really unnecessary, but it adds up comfort level. We really do encourage the families. It's a great place for family reunions, family get-togethers, weddings. We do it all. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RanchoLeonero.com. There's nowhere that I could think of to have the same atmosphere and the same experience that you get at Rancho Leonero. We love families.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fish. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.